This is the WHL This Week radio edition, presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL broadcast partners, and Warrior Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. It is our special post-WHL trade deadline edition as we hear from some of the big teams and players involved in what was a busy lead-up to deadline day, followed by an absolute dash to the finish line in the closing minutes. More coming up in moments. Canada World Junior Golden once again. Eight players represented Canada from the WHL. Tyler Steenbergen, Mr. Clutch. Carter Hart, Mr. Reliable. We'll hear from both of those players post-tournament after the gold medal victory. It was one of the wildest WHL trade deadline days in recent memory. On the final day Wednesday, total of 17 trades completed involving 65 players, prospects, or draft picks. And the blockbusters would come early and then come late to conclude a trading frenzy which began on December 27th after the WHL imposed trade moratorium was lifted. One of the biggest names changing hands 4 days before the deadline was defenseman Jake Bean, moving from the Calgary Hitmen to the Tri-City Americans in return for a package including six players and picks. For Bean, after representing Canada at the World Juniors, he knew something was coming.
It's kind of something that was, a little bit inevitable that was going to happen. For sure, once we moved back in Geno, it's kind of a 100% thing. So, Jeff was awesome the whole time. Same with Morrissey. Their offices were always open to me. We would talk, have conversations. So I feel very fortunate, and I'm just so fortunate for my time here and my opportunity here. I'm really excited. It's been a kind of tough couple years here, the last few. I think the organization's heading in the right direction now and building for the future. And yeah, I'm just excited to kind of be on the other side of the coin again.
Hitman General Manager Jeff Chenoweth.
It really heated up after the trade moratorium after Christmas. I think the team started to see where they were 2 weeks out for the trade deadline and were really more aggressive in their approach. And kind of as it went along, it got done really quickly, but at the same time, it did take some time early on to kind of weed everything out. We were quite adamant with what we wanted to get for Jake, and we weren't wavering from that. And I mean, we think he's the premier player defensive in the Western Hockey League, and I think that we were sticking to our guns.
Tri-City Americans making the early splash. I spoke with Americans General Manager Bob Torrey.
Jake Bean was perhaps the most sought-after guy, the biggest name in the pot here, and you go get him, so I'm sure you're happy to land a World Junior caliber defenseman.
Yeah, no question. We felt that he was the best available defenseman that was on the market, and it was an area that we felt we had to upgrade our team, our biggest need. Obviously, you'd like to add as many pieces as you can, but acquiring a player like that's very expensive. We gave up some high picks and some good hockey players back, but we're happy with the deal, and now we got to try to get healthy as a team and start preparing for the playoffs.
Yeah, I think going into the season, I think you felt that you were at the top of your cycle with guys like Michael Rasmussen and as well as Juuso Välimäki here. So I guess you feel it's the sails up and it's all in here for the rest of the way.
Yeah, I think so. We felt we had a pretty good team right all year, and we've played very well when you consider all the injuries we've had. I don't think we've had a healthy lineup at all this season. So we feel we've got depth within our organization, too, that we can overcome some of these picks that we gave up. And we got some young players playing very well, too, that we felt this was a move we could make. We obviously felt we needed to upgrade our blue line to be competitive in the playoffs.
Bob, price is very high this season, higher than we've maybe seen in a few years here. You're on the paying side of it here. How do you compare this year to other years when it comes to, trying to add a piece or two?
Yeah, it seems like a trend over the last 2 years that the prices have gotten higher. I don't know what's changed that. It just seems like people aren't valuing draft picks as much as they once did, and maybe some change in ownership and more pressure on people to try and win, and maybe people not so worried about sacrificing the future. It certainly never was that way, but in the past we've never really paid these type of prices. This is the first time we've done it. We've given up a first round pick before, but it was for a 2 year player or a pick and a couple of guys, but it seems like it's league wide, and it's not just like one or two teams buying. I mean, five, six, seven, eight teams buying, so that drives the prices up. It is what it is, and you got to decide if you want to take those risks. Only one team wins, and adding players doesn't guarantee you're going to win a playoff round. We saw that last year with Prince George losing the first round to Portland.
Okay, Bob, good luck in the second half. It should be a formidable team when you get everybody back. Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much.
A day later, the Kamloops Blazers sent 19-year-old Garrett Pilon and Andre Vala to the Everett Silvertips in return for a package of six players, prospects, and picks. It was a deal Blazer general manager Stu McGregor just couldn't turn down.
We talked to a lot of different teams about Vala going one place and Pilon going another. But it was a continuation of they wanted to push forward with them together. And so we just ended up, he made a proposal to us and we had a quick discussion and said, well, if we can get these players involved and that we've spoken about, we received in the trade and some draft picks and some prospects that we like, then maybe we can get things done. And so we did that and it just came together.
The Swift Current Broncos had a quiet deadline day, but this after setting the WHL ablaze on a blockbuster deal to acquire goaltender Stuart Skinner, 20-year-old forward Giorgio Estefan, and gritty forward Tanner Nagel. Now, this on top of the acquisition of defenseman Josh Anderson from the Prince George Cougars, and an earlier blockbuster with the Calgary Hitmen acquiring Beck Malenstein and Matteo Gennaro. Broncos head coach and GM Manny Viveros was perhaps the busiest of all.
As an organization, all the way through from the board down, all the way through the coaching staff, that we felt, you know, this is an opportunity for our organization. And the reality of it, in junior hockey, sometimes this doesn't happen very often. And we felt at the point where we were after Christmas, we thought our club was pretty decent here. And if we could add a few pieces, even though having said that in this year's market is very expensive, this is something we couldn't pass up. And we were going to be very, very careful in how we approach this and very, very careful the type of kids that we brought into our group. And every one of the kids that we're bringing into our group are great kids. They're great character kids, as well as the kids that we ended up having to move in this trade. But sometimes you have to pay a steep price, and we feel we have an opportunity to possibly that we could compete with the other teams in this division. Everybody else is getting stronger. This is a very, very strong division, East Division, and that gives us a fighting chance in the first round.
22 teams, one goal. This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
Deadline day started with the Saskatoon Blades and Regina Pats hooking up on a major deal. Overage forward Cam Hebig and goaltender Ryan Kubik going to the Pats in a package that included 20-year-old goaltender Tyler Brown, Brian Lochner, and draft picks going back to Saskatoon. Later in the day, the Prince George Cougars continued to stock the shelves with prospects and high draft picks when they packaged up defenseman Dennis Chelosky in a deal to Portland that returned six players, prospects, and picks. Moments later, the deadline would end with a bang. In a somewhat surprising move, the Brandon Wheat Kings moved two key players, shipping 19-year-old forward and team leader Tanner Kaspik to the Victoria Royals. Royals general manager Cam Hope was confident in what he was getting in Kaspik.
He's the leader of that team. You know, he's a terrific player, NHL drafted guy. Just brings a completely different type of dimension to our forward group. He's a big, strong guy who can play the game just about any way. Exceptionally talented. A lot of international experience as well. People say this all the time when they acquire an elite player. They talk about their ability on the ice, what they're like off the ice, what their leadership skills are. But in the case of a guy like Tanner Kaspik, it's absolutely true. He brings all those things.
But the Wheat Kings weren't done. World Junior defenseman Cale Clegg was sent to the Moose Jaw Warriors in a big package, including highly touted forward Luca Berzan going the other way. Warriors general manager Al Miller.
You know, he's arguably the best defenseman in the Western Hockey League today. You know, 47 points in 28 games, plus 31. Two World Junior Championships, just won a gold. He's played in two WHL Championship Series and won a WHL Championship. He brings a lot to our team on and off the ice. And we felt very comfortable with the additions of Sheen and then Peckford and Lachiavo that we really rounded out our forward group. And our strategies for this deadline was to really build our back end. You know, we think Brandon Schulthaus is a very good fit. As a big, strong, hard-to-play-against guy. And then you add Cale Clegg in with, you know, the players that we have up front, the offense that we can generate, power play, and so on. And we hope it was an exciting day, but the proof will be in April and May, I hope.
An eventful 2018 edition of the WHL trade deadline. It'll certainly be a battle across all four divisions.
You're listening to the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
Greg Patterson wins that battle in the corner. Feeds it back on the point. Timmons in, looking for a second score! Steve Bergen gives Canada the lead! Tyler Steenbergen, the only
It was gold for Canada at the World Juniors, and what a moment it was for Swift Current Broncos forward Tyler Steenbergen scoring the go-ahead goal late in the third period against the Swedes.
I don't even really remember what it's like right now. I kind of blacked out on the play. All I had to do was get my stick on the ice and tap it in. Timmer made a great pass, and, you know, obviously I'm overwhelmed with emotions right now, and it's pretty exciting.
Eight players plus assistant coach Tim Hunter represented Canada from the WHL at the tournament. Those players, Jake Bean, Cale Clegg, Cal Foote, forwards Dylan Dubé, Sam Steele, Brett Howden, Tyler Steenbergen, and goaltender Carter Hart. Hart backstopping Canada to the gold medal victory. He was celebrating with his teammates moment after the 3-1 victory.
Oh my God, yeah, it's incredible right now. It feels a bit surreal. I don't really know how to describe it. It's incredible, and I can't believe that. Just to go through this with all these group of guys, it's amazing, and it's a feeling like no other, and I'm very proud of all of them.
So what gave Canada the edge?
I think just the chemistry and the bond between all of us is just so tight, and from the start, from training camp in December, we just came gelled together really quick, and that's the key to any short-term tournament. Your team has to gel together, and we have a hell of a group of guys here.
Congratulations to Team Canada and to our players representing the Western Hockey League. In the bronze medal game, the U.S. defeated the Czech Republic. Two players from the WHL on that bronze medal winning team, Kiefer Bellows of the Portland Winterhawks, Kyler Yamamoto of the Spokane Chiefs. And that's the show. It has been some week around here, to say the least. I'm John Keane, and thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL broadcast partners and Warrior Hockey.